Thank you once again, Lynette. Well, now on to our final batch of news items, a mixture with mentions of a popular exhibition at the Castle Museum, the Royal Charter for Wyndham, graffiti and safety warnings, and, unusually, driving without a tyre along the Acle Strait. Shall we start with a museum exhibition?
More than 15,000 visitors have headed to a major exhibition showcasing the finds from the remarkable wreck of a royal warship dubbed Norfolk's Mary Rose. Thrilled museum bosses have hailed the popularity of The Last Voyage of the Gloucester, Norfolk's Royal Shipwreck 1682 exhibition, which opened at Norwich Castle Museum at the end of February. The wreck of the ship, which had the future King James I on board when it sank off the coast of Great Yarmouth, was discovered by Norfolk divers Lincoln and Julian Barnwell and their friend James Little in 2007. The find was kept secret for several years, but visitors to the Norwich Castle exhibition are able to see items brought up from the seabed after almost 350 years. Objects on display include beautifully designed wine bottles, a urine flask, spoons, the mouthpiece of a brass trumpet, parts of a woman's shoe, combs, clay pipes, a leather pouch, and the ship's bell. Tickets to the exhibition, which runs until September, are free with museum admissions, but it is recommended to book.
Inflammatory graffiti, spray-painted on the road at a busy roundabout, has been described as hateful and unacceptable. Beauthorpe Roundabout, which connects Dereham Road on the outskirts of the city, was the canvas for the words of protest where "Migrants Out" was scrawled multiple times. Norwich City Council had the message scrubbed away. The graffiti was pointed in the direction of where asylum seekers are currently being housed in the Best Western Brook Hotel in Beauthorpe. Gary Blundell, a Cossey Town councillor, said, "In my opinion, it's to cause hate and tension to rise in the community, which isn't right in this day and age. Lots of people really aren't happy with this. It's not acceptable. There's already so much hate in this world, and there's no point hating the people who come here for a better life."
Another push to stop parents from parking outside the city school has been made following police warnings earlier this year. Complaints about the chaos outside the Lodge Lane Infant School gates at pick-up and drop-off times saw police officers increase patrols near the Old Catton School. Bright yellow signs have been put up saying, "Don't park here. You could endanger a child's life." And polite notice, "Think before you park," due to the issue on the narrow 20-mile-an-hour stretch of road. The previous signs had said, "Safe parking starts with you." A spokesman for Lodge Lane Infant School said, "Lodge Lane has displayed signs regarding parking for many years. The new banner is a replacement for the previous sign, which was worn out."
The Norwich North MP, Chloe Smith, is back in government as Secretary of State for Science and Innovation, despite announcing her intention to quit at the next election. Ms. Smith will be Norfolk's most senior Member of Parliament as the only MP sitting in the Cabinet. Her appointment was announced as part of a mini-reshuffle sparked by the resignation of Dominic Raab as Deputy Prime Minister following the publication of an inquiry into bullying allegations against him. Ms. Smith will step in to cover for Michelle Donnellan while the Cabinet member is on maternity leave. The Norwich MP has been absent from government since October 2022, when she was sacked by Rishi Sunak in a reshuffle. She'll now join fellow Norfolk MP George Freeman in the department, who currently serves as Minister of State for Science, Research and Innovation.
One of Norwich City's centre pubs has undergone significant refurbishment work to its interior ahead of its reopening next month. New bosses at the Edith Cavell in Toomland has put up cryptic posters ahead of the May reopening saying Edith Cavell continues to social. It comes after the pub's last tenant, Andrew McNeil, announced the pub was shutting temporarily in March before its owners, Stonegate, announced that they had entered the pub to make it safe. It seems the fortunes of the city pub trade are beginning to change, with a number of watering holes reporting a record month in March, and the Freemasons Arms in Hall Road announcing it was reopening for the first time since 2014.
Yet another altercation has taken place in a controversial pedestrianised street in Norwich after a man struck a passing car with his walking stick. Exchange Street has been the centre of city arguments since Lucy Hall caused queues of honking cars when she blocked the passageway, which has been pedestrianised for almost 3 years, at the start of November. The incident saw traffic marshals and a barrier introduced in an attempt to keep it pedestrianised, but even that couldn't stop the cars, with a marshal getting hit by an angry driver in November 2022. Now another altercation has taken place with one man who was angry with a car using the street on Saturday, April the 22nd, lashing out at it with his walking stick. Passers-by reported seeing the car's wing mirror get knocked off and a small dent put in the side of the car. The man was then seen having an argument with the driver.
A driver travelling down the entire length of the Acle Strait without a tyre. Great Yarmouth police were patrolling the A47 when the car was spotted. The person was driving on the rim of their wheel, continuing after all the rubber of the tyre was gone. They were travelling eastbound along the Acle Strait and through Great Yarmouth, where they were stopped by police. Officers issued the driver a traffic offence report for the dangerous condition of the vehicle.